The next item on the agenda is the Pension Plan Administrative Committee. Okay.
Yeah. May I
speak? Who's going to present it?
I'll take point A. This is Grace.
Okay. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. There is a Pension Plan Administrative Committee. It had been Carol Travis and myself. Carol resigned, so and Dwayne Lark would like to be on that committee, so I'd like the PNB approval to add Dwayne Lark to the Pension Plan Administrative Committee, which is a separate committee. You don't have to be a PNB director to be on it, but it needs PNB approval for each member.
I second. Paulina?
Point of information to the secretary. Alex? Alex, are you there?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was muted. What is your point of information, Lawrence?
My point of information, I'm asking the secretary, how many, what's the size of that committee? Is it two or three, or is it four? What's the size? It should be a odd number.
It should be a maximum of three.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we have a motion to add Dwayne Lark to this committee. Are there any objections? Are there any objections?
Point of information, Chris Corey.
What is your point of information, Mr. Corey?
I think it might be good to explain what the role of this committee is before we shove Dwayne into that committee.
Grace, do you want to do that?
Yes, the Pension Plan Administrative Committee exists to oversee the pension plans, make sure that the pension plan audits are complete, make sure that the pension plan investments are done properly, make sure that all IRS filings are done on time, make sure that the vendors related to the pension plan are paid and are functioning. There's a pension plan administrator. There's a pension plan auditor. And there is a pension plan legal counsel. And so then there's also an investment counselor. So it's up to the pension plan committee to make sure that all those things are functioning the way they should be.
Mr. Chair, this is Eileen. I might be able to add some information.
Okay, go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, I'm reading. I sent this out to the PNB mailing list a little ways before the meeting started. I don't know if you would have gotten it, but it's the resolution of the PNB that was taken on September 6, 2018, which is for the establishment of administrative committee and appointment of trustees. So the activities of the admin committee will serve as a formal process for satisfying certain specified fiduciary obligations and provide a record of fiduciary decisions and other actions taken with respect to the plans. The admin committee is responsible for detailed decisions concerning investment policy and review for the plans. And basically, the if when the PNB approves the committee and appoints members of the admin committee, it delegates to them certain fiduciary obligations of Pacifica. The committee takes on some of the tasks related to the pension plans. And on a personal note, Grace has been the only one on this committee for a while now, and you know, no one person can do it all. And so I've been asking over the course of several meetings for volunteers for this task. So I'm very happy that somebody has finally volunteered. That's it.
Ralph here. Hello. Hello.
Unmute, Mr. Chair.
No, Ralph here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted again. Dwayne, could you say a few words about why you're volunteering for this committee and what your qualifications are?
I would like to hear from Ralph, because I don't believe
I'm
my qualification.
I'm seconding the motion.
I think we're wasting time. If there's an objection to me, we ought to just go ahead and vote.
There's no objection
well,
to you.
I just want to vote. The motion was called and made and seconded, and there's no objection.
Okay. But we had some questions. I wanted to
no,
clear
I,
up.
No, I called the question. I called the question.
Okay. All right. So let me ask once more. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay. Seeing no objections, the motion is approved. And who's going to speak on the next item on the pension plan issue?
Eileen Rosin, Mr. Chair.
You mean
okay.
on the
Eileen, go ahead.
Yeah. I have been the only trustee on the pension plans for a while now. We had one other person, but he resigned for reasons I don't remember. But so there are two accounts that need a trustee. One is the same account I'm on, which is the what we call the Pacifico Retirement Plan, as opposed to the 403B, which I believe does not require trustees. And there's something called the Pooled Income Fund, which is it's just regarding an old account that we have with one surviving member who many years ago made a donation to KPFA, but who receives quarterly income from that account, and when they pass away, the remaining funds would go to Pacifica. It's about $19,000 presently, so that means that the trustee would just have to supervise or oversee the payments to that individual. So that's the one we have no trustee on there, and so they haven't been able to make those payments. So we need that trustee as soon as possible. And then I believe, I'm not sure why, I had offered to be the trustee on that as well, and I'm not sure why I didn't get taken up on that. But the same person could also be a second trustee on the Pacifica Retirement Plan that I am on. And my main duty there is to, when, I guess it's the third-party administrators, when they prepare payments out to retirees and or some of the fees to our auditors, I just have to look over the document and sign it online through, you know, one of these online signing things. So the duties are not onerous, but the idea is that the same people kind of stay as the trustees for a good while because there's lots of paperwork involved in signing people up as trustees. And
Mr. Chair,
we're
time for this item. I move to extend.
Okay, so let me just ask, Eileen, are you asking for a volunteer for to be?
I've been asking for a volunteer for months, and I finally have one. And so that is
okay.
Lawrence Reyes.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay, is there anything the board needs to do about that?
Yes, the board needs to approve Lawrence as a trustee on these accounts. I've asked if I need a separate resolution for each. I am not sure if I do. I haven't gotten an answer.
To cover our bases, let's have a separate resolution on each.
Okay.
Do you want to offer the motion for the first trustee?
I'm sorry. I wish I'd put it together. May I finish this, Paulina? Let me get through it. It'll take less time.
Okay. We just have to finish up this.
Yeah, we really need this.
Do we need some time though?
Yeah, extend by 3 minutes, which...
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion to extend 3 minutes. We have a second. Is there any objection? There is an objection?
No.
Did anybody... Was that an objection or not? Okay, seeing no objection, we're extended by 3 minutes. Okay, Eileen, do you have a motion?
I don't, but I'll make one. We move to appoint Lawrence Reyes as trustee for the Pacific Pooled Income Fund.
Okay. Does that
that's
have a
not
second?
A very good motion, but that's all I got.
That's all you need.
And then
Okay. Are there any objections to appointing Lawrence Reyes as the trustee for this account? Okay, seeing no objections, that motion is approved. Do you have another motion?
Yes. Be it so moved that the PNB appoints Lawrence Reyes as trustee for the Pacifica Retirement Plan.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Yes. Paulina, second.
Okay. Okay, we have a second. Are there any objections?
Point of order or point of information?
What is your point of order?
Eileen, it's Grace. You should make the Pacifica Retirement Plans plural, I think.
No. That's the name of the plan.
Okay, fine. Not plural.
The 403B plan doesn't need trustees.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. Okay, so are there any objections to appointing Lawrence Reyes as the trustee for the Pacifica Retirement Plan? Hearing no objections, that motion is approved. Okay, thank you. Let's go on to the next item our agenda. Signatory approvals. We have a motion for approval of signatures. Grace, do you want to read that motion?
Yes. One moment. I flip the page. Okay. All right. The board approves the addition of the following signatories on any or all bank accounts and email accounts and access to online accounts. One, Alex Steinberg as chairperson of the board as well as temporary executive director of COBO. A mistake. Take off as well as temporary secretary. So it's one, Alex Steinberg as chairperson of the board. Two, Liddy Brazone as interim executive director. Three, Anita Sims as interim chief financial officer. Four, Dwayne Lark as vice chair of the board and Grace Aaron as secretary of the board. Parenthesis.
Okay, do we have a second?
It's not done, finished yet. Only if more than three signatories are allowed or required. Further, the Pacifica National Board gives permission to designate new officers as signatories when the above officers are replaced, as well as the interim executive director and or interim chief financial officer if and when they are replaced. Further, if only a limited number of signatories are allowed, first the secretary can be removed as a signatory, next the vice chair, etc. The intent of this resolution can be applied to individual bank resolution forms when they become available.
This is Lydia.
This is Lawrence, Chair. I'd like to request a stack.
Alex, are you muted?
I'm sorry. Yeah. We need a second. We need a second. Who's going to second this motion?
Ralph.
This is Eileen. I'll second it. Okay. That's good.
I think I heard Ralph first.
No. And Lydia.
Go ahead. Okay.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. So Lydia wanted to be on the stack. And who else?
Lawrence
and Ralph.
Okay, Ralph?
Ralph okay. Seconded, not on the stack.
That's what I thought. Okay, so Lydia, that's all I have at this point. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I have no objection. Just let me explain how this works, is that the bank won't accept all of that further the Pacifica board gives permission to designate new officers. They will always require the individual motions for the individual people, and that's one. It's a time-consuming process. That's two. And we still have obsolete people on these bank accounts that I keep trying to get removed. Mm-hmm. Pardon? Okay. So, but I have no objection. But you should know, the only thing that the banks require is one signature. We require two for checks, for example, that type of thing. So we have our internal requirements. In terms of some of these, I'm still not on them, and I still haven't gotten total access, so it does take a while, just everybody should know. So that's it. Other than that, there's no problem. I also think that in view of what's happening with the virus and everything, it's good to have some backup folks. And I think also the more eyes of board members are on the accounts, one person may catch something that someone else can't. There's a lot of information there. So,
okay.
So I support, but I would, if it were me, if I were still on the board, I would delete that last paragraph because it's non-essential. And then the bank might say, we don't need this, so we want a clean motion or whatever. I would just delete it.
A point of information, Chair?
What is a point of information, Grace?
Okay, Lydia, if you look on the agenda, the next thing on the agenda is the certificate of incumbency. What would be given to the banks?
Right, but they also just need the motion itself. So, again, yeah.
Okay, so
you can leave it, but I'm just saying it doesn't really serve a purpose. You're still always going to need new motions.
Okay. Do we want to
Do we want to divide this? Wishes to be recognized?
Like I said, I would just strike that one little paragraph under five.
Okay, we need somebody to make an amendment to the motion.
I moved to amend the current motion to strike.
Hold on, Paulina, you have not been recognized. You have not been recognized, Paulina.
Chair, I'm on the stack.
I apologize.
I could dissolve that.
You have not been recognized either, Lawrence. I'm asking
who is on the stack.
Okay, I'm now recognizing you, Lawrence. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I agree that we need a clean motion. I belong to another board, and they required a clean motion from the five-member board of directors that I belong to in regards to adding signatory to the bank account. So I know a certificate of incumbency, it's part of the process, but I believe that if we strike five and make it a cleaner motion, then and it should be read again before we vote. I also wanted to add the chair. Excuse me, Chair? I didn't hear you.
You've made a motion, right?
Right. So okay. I move that we strike five from that motion, and that we read the motion before the directors vote on it. Thank you.
Okay.
Point of order.
Do we have a second?
Point of order. Can't be recognized. It's what's after five.
Go ahead, Grace.
After five.
Well, I don't have the motion in front of me. I'm just going by what you said.
No, I said the paragraph
Grace.
Under five, not five. Yeah.
Okay.
Starting with further. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have the motion in front of me. I don't know why.
Paulina,
you're seconding the motion?
That's correct.
Okay.
Chair, can I move to extend for 5 minutes? We're out of time on this.
I second that motion. Chair. If you
we have a, we have an amendment to extend for 5 minutes. We have a second. Are there any objections to extending for 5 minutes?
Chair, I would have a question.
Seeing no objection, the meeting is extended. This item on the agenda is extended for 5 minutes.
I'd like to be added to the stack as well. Thank you, Chair.
And this is Lydia. I just read the certificate of incumbency that can be added to the stack.
Okay, that's a separate motion, isn't it?
Certificate of incumbency?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that a separate motion, or am I reading this incorrectly?
We're just
dealing with the signatory motion right now.
Separate motion, but okay.
Well, let me bring that.
It's meant to be separate.
7A, yes. 7B.
It looked to me like a separate motion.
Okay, okay.
I'm sorry. I thought it was. Okay, so we have an amendment to strike a paragraph from that motion, and Mr. Corey wanted to be recognized, so go ahead, Mr. Corey.
Thank you. I was just wondering what authorities and permissions are granted by this motion. If someone could address that, that would please me. Thank you.
Lydia, could you address that?
I didn't make this motion, but so I don't know. I don't know whose motion this is, but I don't know of any bank email accounts. Online, I do. So I don't know. Whoever decided this should be speaking to it.
Grace?
This is just a signatory motion that was I cut and pasted from an earlier motion passed by the PNB that was required by the banks. The first was the signatory motion, and the second was the certificate of incumbency, which the banks used according to Tamara Swiderski. Sometimes the banks ask for different information, but generally speaking, the certificate of incumbency is what usually this is the form the banks need. And as a secretary, I would need everybody's signature put into this form. The signatory motion grants the PNB grants that all of these people can be signatories or alternate signatories on all of our bank accounts and any other email accounts or other accounts. So if there are two signatories needed.
Chair, can I have one slight follow-up?
Yes.
It'll only take a second. Thank you. So the permissions that would be granted under the authority of this motion, would that include check writing capability, just as an example? Or is this just for legal purposes and authorizations, I guess. Thank you.
As needed for bank accounts.
Can you answer that,
everything.
Grace?
Yes.
Grace, I can hardly hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That's a bit better. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I don't know what's wrong with my phone. Anyway, this is for signatories for bank accounts. And for other such accounts.
This is Lydia. I'm
Lydia.
Already on the stack, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Do you
Polina?
Have something else? Okay.
Did you say Lydia?
Polina.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Polina. Let's Polina go. She's been waiting,
sure.
And then Lydia.
No, okay.
Nancy, with a point of personal privilege.
Nancy, what is your point of personal privilege?
Could whoever is managing the maestro just increase Grace's volume so she is as loud?
Okay,
as
I'll do that.
Else? Otherwise, I have to keep turning my phone up and back to hear Grace.
Good idea. Okay. Paulina?
So, Paulina? Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm looking at the motion, the signatory motion. Item number one, currently states Alex Steinberg to basically what it says is this: the board approves the addition of the following signatories to any or all bank accounts, email accounts, and access to online accounts. Alex Steinberg as chairperson of the board, as well as temporary executive director.
Okay, point of order. I mentioned earlier that phrase should be deleted. That's just.
Oh, I appreciate that. Great. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay,
that was the other. Yeah, the other thing. The other question that I have that's more urgent is: does this motion? Should this motion include maybe rescinding former signatories? This means it's time for this item. I'm wondering whether we should also consider rescinding former permissions to the same effect for people who are no longer, who should no longer have access to all of this. That's my question. I don't know who.
May I answer that, Mr. Chair?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you may.
Yes, a motion was already passed by the PNB eliminating prior signatories.
Great. That answers my question completely. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Lydia?
Okay. So, number one, I don't think that my name needs to be on this list. You're adding it. We already passed a motion adding me as primary. And then what will happen is that then the primary person has to then write a letter to the bank in addition to this motion and add the various people who do not have, you only have one primary, and then you have the subsequent people who can also sign a check if that's what the board chooses to do. But I would strike... That's already been done.
So you're suggesting another amendment, but we already have two amendments on the floor, so we can hold off on that until we dispose of this item. And what's on the floor right now is striking the last paragraph from the signatory motion, just to remind everybody. Okay, there's no further discussion. Can we go to a vote on that?
On the amendment?
Is there any objection? Striking that paragraph?
I was about to ask that, please. Are there any objections to striking the last paragraph from the signatory motion? Okay. Seeing no objections, that paragraph needs to be struck. Now, Lydia, you wish to offer another amendment?
Well, I'm not a board member. I'm just recommending. Right.
I know you're recommending another amendment.
The board has already approved me as primary on the account, and so then that primary is the one that's afforded adding them to the online and so forth. How the thing, and as far as removing people, yes, you can pass the previous motion to remove them, but they didn't do it in some instances because you have to specify the individual names of the people, so we have to come back with a list of who they're still carrying at each bank account and have those removed.
Okay.
May I be recognized or to add it to the staff?
Lydia, this is getting more complicated than I imagined. Is this something that can wait until the next meeting?
I didn't request it, so this was not my motion. So I don't know. Well, it's not pressing on my part. I'm still trying to get on some of them. And I do have access to the principal accounts.
Paulina?
I would like to offer a further amendment as suggested by Lydia to remove Lydia from this particular motion as it's unnecessary, as it's redundant.
Okay. Do we have a second for that?
Second it.
Okay. Are there
Are there any objections?
Sharon, if I may, 15 seconds more.
Hold on. If since there are no objections, that item is removed from this motion. Do we have? Is there any further discussion? Because I think we're pretty much out of time.
We are out of time, so I move to accept.
Okay, so then we have to move to a vote on what's in front of us.
Move to extend for
2 minutes. We won't be able to get to the certificate of incumbency either, unless somebody wants to extend time.
That's fine. We'll do it later. We'll do it in another meeting.
Okay. Then we are going to go to a vote on the signatory motion as amended. Are there any objections to approving the signatory motion as amended? Okay. Seeing no objections, signatory motion as amended is approved. We'll have to go to the next item on the agenda now. And that's a motion. Okay. This is the motion to renew the ad hoc committees of the Pacifica National Board. There are five, these are five separate motions. I guess we have to deal with them one at a time. How much time do we have for this item?
15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Mr. Chair, we have a closed session. We have a two lawyers scheduled to call in 3 minutes. So we're going to have to adjourn.
We have to deal with the committees.
I could be recognized.
What is it, Lawrence?
So I'd like to postpone this agenda item to after we talk to the lawyers and when we reconvene.
Okay. Do we have a second for the motion to postpone?
Mr. Chair, request for information.
What is your request for information?
Yeah. Actually, I just said 15 minutes, but I misread. This item does not have a specific time assigned to it, so I would wonder, Madam Secretary, would you mind elucidating us as to how many minutes we have assigned to number 9, motion to renew ad hoc committee?
Yep, you're correct.
It doesn't have a time on it.
Chair, point of order.
It should have, whatever the
point
body...
Of order, Chair. I'm sorry,
What
Grace.
Is your point of order? What is your point of order?
Yeah, I submitted a motion to the floor. I believe you have to entertain that motion and request to seek if there's a second to postpone.
I just did. And we didn't get a second.
Okay.
I didn't hear a second.
I'll be happy to second, but I need to... is this a motion to second? Lawrence, the motion to second... is the motion to second the motion to renew ad hoc committee?
No.
The motion is to postpone consideration. And when do you wish to postpone consideration of this till?
Till we finish with the lawyers. We finish talking to the lawyers who are scheduled in a minute to be on this call.
Okay. So this is probably going to mean we're going to have a continuation meeting tomorrow night, because we have to move on these committees. If that's what you want to
do,
we can do that. Okay.
Well, I'm suggesting it for the sake, because the lawyers are on the clock, so.
We're on the clock, too. Okay.
For the love.
Do we have, is there any discussion
I'll
on
second.
The motion to postpone? I got your second. What is your point of information?
Do the lawyers have to be on time? Do they have any flexibility 10, 15 minutes, or not?
We're paying them.
Okay, then that's
tough. Let's go.
Okay. So are there any objections to postponing consideration of this motion until we finish discussion with the lawyers? That could possibly mean we'll reconvene tonight after the closed session. We'll deal with that when we get to it. Okay, seeing no objection, then we're postponing that item. We still have to have, so maybe we need a motion right now to immediately go into executive session and return. Return to the open session after we finish the executive session. Did I hear that from you, Ron?
I believe that was Lyndon.
I move that we go to executive session.
Okay, Robin seconds that.
Second. Are there any objections? Okay.
And we need to adjourn this meeting to go to. Can I just modify to say motion to adjourn to executive session?
Hold on. Let me ask the parliamentarian. Mr. Tatum, what is the proper procedure for this? Because we intend to return to this meeting after we finish the executive session. Is it an adjournment or is it a recess? What is it?
You can do what you've done before. Set the time to have a continuation meeting. We've done it many times. And therefore, someone can move to continue the current meeting until after the executive session. That would be the proper thing.
Okay. So can we have a motion to continue the current meeting after we've concluded the executive session?
Nancy, moved.
Okay. Nancy, do we have a second,
second
for Nancy's motion?
Yeah, Paulina, second.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay, so we are going to now adjourn this meeting, and we'll return to it after we conclude the executive session. Let's give everybody 3 minutes. Is that enough time, or should we make it 5 minutes to get onto the executive session?
3 minutes is enough.
3 minutes. Okay, I'll see you in the executive session.